And we're back on City Talk, Mayor Dan Alexander's weekly good news radio program. I'm Riley Johnson, and what an honor it is to be joined by some fabulous folks this morning. I'm honored to be joined by Janice Garcia, Ashley Robertson, and Ann Douglas. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good.
Well, Janice, I wanted to get you in here. This is all part of Baby Smart, and you guys are always on the. This is one of the. I hear more comments about this segment that we do periodically throughout the year than any other. I hear a lot, but most of the times we love to hear about the early reading to babies, how vital that is in our area. So we've got some educators in here with us. So, Janice, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Ashley was an elementary education major at Clemson, and she has two master's degrees, one in reading and one in administration and supervision. And she's currently working on her doctorate at Clemson in early childhood education, and she's an expert because she has three children. She's taught for 9 years. She was an assistant principal for 5 years and a principal for 4K and 5th grade for 9 years, and she is currently the Director of Early Learning for SDOC. I know that you are also involved in a couple of charities, or I should say organizations that address young children. So would you tell us about BabyNet and about Child Find?
Absolutely. So BabyNet is a program that you can just Google South Carolina BabyNet. If you have a child that has developmental delays or that you're suspecting that there may be something there, all the things that we talked about are great strategies and tips to use in your home. But occasionally we're going to have students who have developmental delays, and early intervention is key. That is so important to address that now and as early as we possibly can. So if you search South Carolina BabyNet on Google, and then you can sign up for that and check out their information there. But again, that's how we can get that early intervention if that is needed.
Do you know whether or not they can address questions from parents that speak Spanish?
I do believe they can.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of moms in mm-hmm. who are not comfortable in English mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. are families and baby read. So it's important to us to know that.
Yes, they can.
And I know that they do on the web address. You can translate it there. I have done that before to see. And they do have their forms in Spanish as well.
Oh, terrific.
Yes. And then Child Find is for any child that's three and older that, again, a parent is suspecting that maybe they're not developing their speech, maybe they're not using their words as much as they think, or maybe we're looking at some cognitive concerns, some motor concerns. And that's when you could call us with the School District of Oconee County, the Early Learning Department, and we can help you. And what we do is we take your child and we find out information from the parent. What are they observing? What are they seeing? Getting their input. Then we also do a screener to see if there are concerns on that screener, and then we're able to take that information back to the parent and say, this is where your child is on a standard bell curve and how they're doing compared to others at their same age. So again, that's another great way, and that if you're interested in Child Find, you can give us a call at 864-718-5133, and we can set you up for an appointment.
Okay, tell us that phone number again.
Absolutely. It's 864-718-5133.
Terrific. And if somebody didn't write the phone number down, can they call the Department of Education here?
Absolutely, yes, ma'am. They can call and ask for Ashley Robertson.